From our New York studio up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, Jay. Happy Friday. Listen, you guys, finding true love is important for many of us, but it isn't easy, right? My guest this morning says she can help you find your true love with a kiss. Tom, she's created a lip gloss line. She says we'll tell you if the person you kiss is a match for you based on the flavors the gloss creates after you kiss. I'm going inside her story with Yvette Perez, the creator of Don Way Lip Gloss. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning. Hola.
So listen, hola. Why do you call it Don Way?
Don Way, meaning, como se dice, don't wait. Don't wait for love. Don't wait.
Oh, okay. Don't wait. So don't wait. Don't wait. Okay, don't okay, wait. Okay. That's cute.
Everybody, we want love now.
Right, hola. Right. That is true. Okay, so wait. There are three flavors. Tell us what the flavors are and what they mean. So you'll know, you put on the lip gloss, you kiss the person, mm-hmm. and then you taste a flavor. So it would be one of three.
See, everybody loves lip gloss, okay? Mine is very, very special because they match you with the best person who is compatible for you. Mm. You have three flavors, cherry, vanilla, y piña.
Like piña what? Colada?
Si, pineapple, si, piña. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you know if you taste, what do you taste after you kiss the person? Do you taste cherry?
See, if you're compatible, you taste the cherry. And that means that you're going to be a good match. Pero if you taste vanilla, you have to have sex right there on the spot. Because that means this is the one ahora, right now. And pineapple, he's just a friend. He's not really going to be the one. Now, if you know compatible, it doesn't taste too good. That means that the chemistry is not the match. And it tastes like armpit, sweaty, sweaty armpit.
They let you know right away there.
Okay, that's okay. I don't know where armpit. Okay. Oh boy. Now is this based on pheromones? I mean, is that how this works?
See, pheromone is how you know if you're going to be attracted, because if you like something, if the person could be good looking, but if you know it's like the smell, you're not going to touch.
Right? Oh,
so this is
okay.
Kind of the same thing. The chemistry is kind of like that. See?
Okay. It sounds dangerous. Cause
it does, right? But helpful. How'd you come up with this event?
Well, there was this one boy that I liked when I was growing up. I have to tell you a little bit about me. I'm from Colombia. My father, we were very, very, very poor. My father was doing odd jobs, you know, in Colombia. But he said, we're going to go to the United States. Mm. And I said, where are we going to live, Papa? So he took us to Columbia, South Carolina, and it was like home, you know, from Bogota to South Carolina. So, entonces, it was so exciting. There was this one boy, una negrito lindo. He was not so smart, but he was un baralín. He was a dancer, and he could twirl, and he was doing a marching band. He played the bass drum. He was so cute. He was muy, muy, muy guapo.
Do you remember his name?
Ricky. Ricky. Mm-hmm. He didn't have any money. He was broke. He used to drive a Ford Pinto. He was weird. He used to talk to himself. He used to think he was Amos and Andy. I don't know, Rich Fryer.
But
I knew he had talent. Not too many people agreed, but he was una estrella para mí. He was a star. Anyway, years and years later, I saw him in Caroline Comedy Club.
Jay, be quiet. Go ahead, Yvette. You thought he... Wait, you saw him in where?
Caroline's Comedy Club here in Nueva York.
Yeah.
I saw him years later. I remember him. Nobody thought he was muy funny. The audience, nobody laughed. But I love him. I love him.
So you thought he was funny. Did you guys ever hook up?
Yes.
Did you have the lip gloss when you hooked up?
I saw him in Ruby Fool. He don't like to drink, but he liked to eat. He liked to eat.
He liked to eat a lot, huh?
He liked to eat, yeah. And I went up to him. I gave him a compliment. I said, you know, you look so nice. Your suit, you very, very fashion. Because, you know, I shop at DJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. And I like that store. He tell me, oh, no, I make this suit. I have a fashion company. Entonces, I go home with him. And we had una special night. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you had a special night with him?
One night? Was it a long
just one night?
Night?
Why not more than one night?
Well, the thing is, I at first I was real nervous porque tú sabes, the thinking of the El Negro, que él estaba muy grande. So, you know, like you hear things about los hombres.
Oh, you thought black men were well endowed.
But you got past that, didn't you?
Él estaba, como se dice, muy pequeñito.
Oh.
Sí. Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about J. Anthony Brown?
Yes.
Is Ricky, because they used to call him Ricky back in South Carolina.
Or Fish. Was he known as Ricky or Fish?
Wait. Yvette, do you know Jay is on this radio show, right? You know Ricky is J. Anthony Brown.
No, he's there?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh my goodness.
He's here.
Oh my goodness, mi amorcito. I have to talk to him. We need to talk big time.
Oh,
you have something to tell
to
him?
To share?
Please share it with the audience.
Well, I was thinking that this is, you know, something very private, but he's there.
He doesn't mind.
Is there a real?
You might
Ricky?
Not have a time otherwise.
We have a son together.
From that one night.
Mm-hmm. We have a son. He's now 22 years old.
That's a lot of child support.
I named him Antonio Zapato Jorge J. Cosito Brown. And he needs you now because he's in college. El colegio es eso. Te cuesta mucho dólares, mira. I need help.
Oh, so, my God.
Ahora tú tienes chavo. Don't try Hola. To get out of the seat because we could go take a DNA. We could go do it. I take you. We go to Moripovich and you are the father. Porque I'm not. This one night. And I didn't come sooner because, you know, I had a boyfriend. And, you know, he was a little bit more fully developed. You know what I mean? I wasn't ready to leave that.
So that one night turned you off. You were like, this
exactly,
can't work.
Exactly.
Yeah. No
sad.
Sense in telling him
she
about the kid.
It was sad.
Well, Yvette, I'm going to forward you J. Anthony Brown, a.k.a. Ricky's information, so you can get that child support for your 22-year-old son.
Good one.
He needs that. Wow, I didn't know you used to twirl in the band, Jay.
He still twirls.
Twirling?
Oh, my God.
He's a twirler.
Yvette, thank you.
Thank you, Yvette. Good luck.
Thank you, Yvette.
Good
Glad
luck.
We could bring you two together.
Very good, Yvette. Very
wow, Jay.
Jackie,
who knew?
Getting that money
it's
from him.
It's on now, Jackie.
Who knew, Jay? What are you talking about?
That was a good one.
What are you about?
That was a good one.
Me no inglés.